Now I begin reading at verse 14. Peter, first of all, answers these that are ridiculing what's taking place. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. Now, I think that you need to recognize who the congregation is. The congregation was ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem. And it was 100% Jewish city in that day, except when Pilate came up in his crowd from down at Caesarea. But this was the city of the Jews at this time. And you find that Peter speaks to them. I want to make this comment right now because it will come up later on. There are those that say, well, what about Jewish evangelism? Had you and I been present at the day of Pentecost, there had been some question of whether you and I could have gotten into church. The early church, this early church, was 100% Jewish. It was made up of Israelites. We need to recognize that today, that it began at Jerusalem, went out into Judea and Samaria, and then to the uttermost parts of the earth. That's been the movement of the church from that day to this. You see, in the Old Testament was, come, let us go to Jerusalem to worship. They were commanded to go to Jerusalem. Now they're commanded to leave Jerusalem and take this message to the ends of the earth. Now he's speaking to these people, and you need to recognize that. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. Now he says to these that were mocking and ridiculing, he said, this is not drunkenness. It couldn't be drunkenness, because after all, look at the time of the day that it is. And he's answering this cynic there, you see. Then he quotes to them their scripture. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Now he uses this prophecy to answer the cynical and the unbeliever and the mockers. That's the purpose of quoting this. He doesn't say that what you see here today is a fulfillment at all. He says, you think this is something odd or strange? Well, we have prophecy that says these things are going to come to pass. Now notice what he quotes here. And I'm sure that those today that feel like this was fulfilled will just have to admit that all of it was certainly not fulfilled. This is that, or this is similar to, or this is like that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. The radio and TV has had an argument for a long time about a certain cigarette, about whether you want good grammar or a good cigarette. Of course, the argument to me was, is there a good cigarette? But the point is, they are arguing about good grammar. Well, what Simon Peter's talking about here, and we need a little good grammar in this. This is similar, or this is as that, or not maybe like that, but as that, that is to come later, that was spoken by Joel.